This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Sexual Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, joining us is Greta Klingler, the director of the Colorado Family Planning Initiative at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. She has spent the past 5 years working to increase access to family planning services in the state of Colorado, specifically focusing on increasing use of the most effective contraceptive methods. One component of this work has been the BeforePlay.org campaign, which aims to normalize the conversation around reproductive health for young adults in Colorado. Greta also serves on the board of the National Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association. Greta, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having us. We're really excited to be here today.
Definitely. So first of all, can you tell us a little background about the Before Play campaign?
Absolutely. The Before Play campaign launched about a year and a half ago in February of 2012, and it was really developed because we saw a need for kind of a new kind of campaign here in Colorado. There was a lot of efforts being aimed specifically at teen pregnancy, but we really see the burden of unintended pregnancy happening among young people in their late teens, early 20s. And when we went out and talked to these folks, we knew we were already tackling the issue of getting the services they need, looking at education in schools, things like that. But what they didn't have was a place to talk about sexual health, STDs, birth control, and they didn't know where to go to get accurate information. And so what we heard from them is they wanted a place they knew they could get reliable information, but that wasn't telling them what to do, was not being judgmental, and made these difficult topics easier to talk about. So that's what we've tried to do with Before Play.
What makes Before Play unique to other sexual health-related campaigns?
I think the biggest thing is really the tone that it takes, and that it's not directing people to take one specific action or another. It's encouraging them to talk about it, to educate themselves, and really make the sexual health decisions that are most helpful for them. And one of the things on the website that's unique to anything we've ever seen is what we call the Get Talking tool. And what it does is it has conversation starters for all different kinds of sexual health topics, from how to talk to your partner about birth control, how to tell someone you had an STD, and gives kind of tips on how to start that conversation, whether it's someone who's really unsure and they need kind of an ease-me-in approach, or folks that just want to get straight to the point and say, you know, this is what's up, this is what I think. So that's a really unique piece. And then also linking people to all of this great information and engaging them out in the community and through social media to really get those conversations actually started and happening, which we're seeing a lot of here in Colorado, and it's just wonderful.
Good news. And what is Colorado's unintended pregnancy rate among young adults, and how does it compare to the rest of the United States?
We're pretty comparable to the rest of the United States. We see over the whole population, almost 50% of pregnancies here in Colorado are unintended. And when you get into this age group of 18 to 29, it's much higher. We see rates going more towards 60% unintended, which is something we really want to try and combat.
Most definitely. Today we are with Greta Klingler, the director of the Colorado Family Planning Initiative at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, here on eHealth Radio's Sexual Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Greta, why do you think this campaign is so important for society as a whole?
I think one of the things we struggle with, whether we're looking at unintended pregnancy or STD rates, anything related to sexual health, is that it's really been a very taboo topic. And if we want to make a change and improve people's sexual health overall, we have to be okay discussing it, whether it's with family members or partners or even healthcare providers. As we were developing the campaign, we heard from young people who said, you know, I wanted to ask my doctor this question, but I didn't want to waste their time. or I want to talk to my parents about this issue, but I don't know how to bring it up. And so I think removing some of the discomfort and stigma that surrounds these topics will really get us a long way towards achieving our goal.
Absolutely. And how about telling our listeners where they can go and find more information about the campaign?
Absolutely. The website is beforeplay.org. It's BEFOREPLAY. And if they can also text into our text line, text before the number play to 57890, and they can ask any sexual health question that they may have, and it'll be answered by a trained healthcare professional within 24 hours. So that's a great resource too. And if they go to the website, they'll find all kinds of information on all the different birth control methods, on how to plan for a healthy pregnancy, information on all the different STDs and how to prevent them. And then, like I said, the Get Talking tool is a great resource. And there's also a clinic locator where they can find the clinic closest to them to access services if they need.
Certainly appreciate your joining us today. We've been speaking about the BeForePlay.org campaign. It is the hub for a Colorado statewide effort to reduce unintended pregnancy and help normalize conversation around sexual health and well-being. Again, about 50% of Colorado pregnancies are unintended, and the rate is even higher among young adults in their 20s. We've been speaking today with Greta Klingler, the director of the Colorado Family Planning Initiative at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, who has spent the past 5 years working to increase access to family planning services in the state of Colorado, specifically focusing on increasing use of the most effective contraceptive methods. One component of this work, again, has been the BeforePlay.org campaign, which aims to normalize the conversation around reproductive health for young adults in Colorado. And the website of reference, once again, is BeforePlay.org. Greta, thanks so much for sharing all this helpful information with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Sexual Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.